Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. So if you're listening to this, you probably are thinking about divorce, maybe going through one, trying to live life after divorce. I feel like when it comes to healing, I would be okay, and then I would think I was getting better, and then I'd sort of have a setback, and then I would feel like, oh, I'm not over this at all. And then I would start to heal again and have like some good weeks or some months, and then there was another setback. And I personally think that's completely normal. I think healing from divorce takes a really long time, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a really bad time the whole time. There are many, many good moments and empowering moments and things that will inspire you and make you happy throughout the process. But today I want to talk specifically about how to heal from divorce. And I have the best guest to talk about this who wrote a wonderful article for Divorce Girl Smiling. Her name is Wendy Sterling. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to you and hear your tips on healing from divorce. So let me give you a little bit of background on Wendy. Wendy Sterling is a divorce coach and calls herself a life transition specialist. Wendy, is that a thing or is that a title that you created for yourself?
You know, life transition encompasses so many different things. So it is something that I am good at because it's not always about divorce. Sometimes it's long-term relationships, and grief also comes in many forms, which I guide people through as well.
Okay. And you know what? You bring up a great point. I love the term life transition because people do not like change. Would you agree with me? Like, change is like the hardest thing for everybody.
Nobody likes change. It is 100% true.
Right. Okay. So I want to just go over your bio a little more to give you some more credibility. Wendy, been a divorce coach for 4 years, also personally went through a divorce. So you speak the language, you carried the bag, you know what it's like, and you just want to help people.
Absolutely. And I've done the training. So it really wasn't until I discovered the world of coaching that I was actually able to move myself forward. I had just been in therapy. And so life coaching really got me thinking about what was possible instead of constantly looking at life in the rearview mirror.
I love that. They're two totally different things. Want to explain the difference so that people say, well, why do I need a divorce coach? I have a therapist, or, you know, do I need both?
Yeah, you know, my school of thought is both is very beneficial. You know, I was in therapy by myself. I was in couples therapy and I had a life coach. And so the biggest differential between a coach and a therapist is that a coach is really keeping you focused on where you are today and creating the vision of the life that you want to create and helping you to create a map to where that is going to take you. A therapist, on the other hand, and this is just in my experience and, you know, from what I know from talking to many of my friends who are therapists, is that a lot of times with therapy, while that may be a piece of what you talk about, what therapists really focus on are the, you know, your emotional trauma, your childhood experiences, and how they have played out.
Wow. So that makes a lot of sense. And when people have never been in therapy, they think like you do, like, why am I doing all this? But I think it prevents you from making the same mistakes and falling in the same patterns you did. So I think you have a point. It's really important maybe to have both, because from therapy, you kind of learn not to fall back in these negative patterns. And then your life coach or your divorce coach is there to help you figure out what you do now.
And also keep you accountable, because that was the biggest piece. You know, the way that I work with my clients, my private clients, is, and even my group program clients, is that when you commit to shifting your mindset, when you commit to doing things differently, we are right there next to you, making sure that you are honoring your word to yourself, because so many times we are our own worst accountability partner. We make excuses all the time. And so one of the things that I do also believe is powerful with a divorce coach is they're in it with you along the way the whole time. And they're also not afraid to call you out, or at least that's my method, is that I'm all about tough love, because if somebody's not going to tell you the truth, you're going to continue to stay stuck.
You are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast with your host, Jackie Pilisoff. I'm talking to Wendy Sterling, who's a divorce coach and a life transition specialist. And Wendy, you also have like these programs. You have something called the Divorce Rehab. Tell my listeners what that is.
Sure. So the Divorce Rehab is my proprietary five-step methodology that I have created based on not only my own experience, but also through the life coaching program that I went through and taking all of those elements that really supported me through my healing. It also includes spiritual psychology information and methodologies that I learned. And I'm also an energy healer. So there's also built in the energy healing side. My whole mission is to change the stigma around divorce and to have it be one of empowerment instead of shame. I really am very, very passionate about eliminating the embarrassment and the shame that so many of us feel. I felt it. You know, it took me 2 weeks to tell my parents. So, you know, to me, that just, it only hurts you further.
I'm going to move on because my listeners are waiting for your five ways to help you heal and move on after divorce. So Wendy, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to list each one and then you explain what it is.
Sure.
Okay. So this is based on the article that Wendy wrote, and I'm going to list each one. So the first one is give yourself time and space to grieve. Don't ignore your emotions.
Yeah, this one is really important. So, you know, how many of you guys will start feeling, you know, anger or sadness start to set in, and all of a sudden you feel like this lump in your throat, or perhaps it's like a punch in your stomach, and you feel it welling up, and then all of a sudden you stop yourself, right? You do I can't do this right now. I don't have the time to feel this. And what ends up happening is that when we don't allow ourselves to really feel through what is coming up when it's coming up, what ends up happening is that, you know, it festers inside of you, and it actually starts to gnaw away at our subconscious. And so that's why so many of us feel that anxiety and that depression, and we physically are feeling the impact of our divorce. And, you know, Jackie, I remember when I was still working in corporate before I left to start my business, there were days where I had to run to the bathroom to cry because it was so overwhelming. And I, you know, of course I also didn't want a lot of people to know, but what running to the bathroom allowed me to do was to just let the emotion come through, to name it, to feel it, and to do so without getting mad at myself. We are so incredibly judgmental of ourselves. We are harder on ourselves than we are with our friends.
We also feel shame in crying, like, oh, I need to be tougher. Yes. Oh, I can't believe I'm still crying about this. What's wrong with me? And that's, you're right. You have to let yourself cry and feel what you're going to feel.
Yeah, because we're human beings at the end of the day.
Moving on to number two of the five ways to help you start healing and moving on after your divorce. Seek out professional support from those who have gone through a divorce, such as a divorce coach, a divorce community, or a therapist.
Yes. Yeah, so if any of your listeners are anything like me, I thought that I could do it all by myself. I thought, oh, I'm going to find the right books, the podcasts, the free this, the free that. What ends up happening is that you actually stay stuck. You know, my parents used to say to me, Wendy, he's going to regret this. Or my best friend would say, like, you're going to be so much better off in 2 years. And I remember at the time going, well, that's great, but what the heck am I supposed to do in this moment? If people are giving you advice that had never been through it, they're actually trying to pull you from feeling into what's coming up. And a lot of times that's because of their own discomfort with the word divorce. Those of us that have been through it, it's so incredibly important for you to reach out to us because we know what is proven to help you. We know mechanisms that will help you heal. And in those times where you feel overwhelm or stress or anxiety, we can give you tactical ways to feel through that and to allow it to pass in a safe way. So definitely seek help from those of us who have actually been through this.
So just FYI, Wendy, when I got divorced, there was no such thing as divorce coaches. This was 14 years ago. I didn't know anybody who was divorced, not even one person. There was nothing online, really, a few things. And I did have a therapist, and it was extremely helpful. But I always look back and think, what if I would have had all of the resources that were available now? What a wonderfully different experience it would have been. I'm not saying it would have been easy, but it would have been so useful to me to have Divorce Girl Smiling, the divorce rehab, and so many other wonderful online divorce resources. There's so much out there, and I'm saying this to my listeners, Wendy and I want you to take advantage of it because you deserve it. You deserve to be educated, empowered, inspired by other people who have gone through divorce.
100%.
We're talking 5 ways to help you start healing and moving on after divorce. Moving on to number 3. Avoid fueling your negative emotions and beliefs.
Yes, this is a powerful one. And Jackie, I know you know this all too well, is that, you know, and I alluded to this earlier, we speak so harshly to ourselves. And anger is one of the prevalent emotions that does come up during your divorce process. And it is extremely powerful if you don't allow yourself the opportunity to learn how to manage it. You know, it's really important to, number one, recognize when you are talking down to yourself. You know, I hear people say, and I've read even in your community, Jackie, of people, you know, I'm a failure, I'm unlovable, you know, what did I do to deserve this? You know, these are all questions that you're asking yourself that are furthering your negative self-talk. And that thought process, those ideas, those emotions are what's fueling your anger. And, you know, one piece of advice that I always give to my clients that obviously I'm sharing here with your audience right now has to do with, you guys can't change the past. Okay. There is nothing that you can do to go back. But when you are constantly focusing on the negative, that's what you are trying to do over. So if you want to stop doing that, start paying attention to what it is that you're saying to yourself. Pay attention to the language, the words. You are not a failure. Your marriage failed. There's a very big difference. And so if you are somebody who wants to look ahead, then you need to start taking back your power of your thoughts and to start shifting the conversation in your head. The negative self-talk is what is keeping you stuck. It is what is preventing you from moving forward. And what I always say is look at the mistakes that were made on your behalf, not your spouse's, and figure out, what are you going to do differently next time?
Forgive yourself and say, you know what?
Yes.
Okay, I could have done this better. I shouldn't have done this. But that's okay because now I learned. And it's heartbreaking, but I love myself enough to feel that I deserve to be forgiven, and I'm human, and I am going to do better next time.
Absolutely, 100%.
You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Wendy Sterling, a divorce coach and a life transition specialist. We're talking 5 ways to heal after divorce, and we are moving on to number 4. Number 4 is take care of yourself.
Yes, this is a hard one for all of us because we have probably lived most of our marriage putting everybody else first. And I know that I was guilty of that. I actually found taking care of myself to be something that was selfish. And I'm sure a lot of people listening are probably in the same school of thought. And one of the silver linings of my divorce that I never saw coming, but I'm so grateful that it did, was having time to myself. I was the primary caregiver and I worked full time. And there was never a moment where I felt like I could be in my house and be by myself. I had one of my 2 boys constantly knocking on a door. I had to leave the house in order for me to even just have some headspace to think. And my divorce really gave me the opportunity to start being alone with myself, which a lot of people get scared of. However, it is such an opportunity for self-discovery and self-growth. The other part of it that's really empowering when you allow yourself that time and you give yourself space to feel through what's coming up is that you get to actually choose how it is or what it is that you want to do with that time, right? Like, so for me, I spent a lot of times, I live out in California, I spent a lot of times just driving along the beach, going and sitting on the sand. Many times I would just sit there and cry. I would bring my journal, but it enabled me to really start figuring out what brought me joy, what things I missed doing that I wasn't able to do when I was married. And some of those things had to do with, well, I used to have to ask permission, right? Like had to coordinate if I wanted to go get a massage, if I wanted to even go get my nails done, there was a whole coordination that had to happen with my now ex-husband. And so when you are divorced and when you are, you know, for those of you who have either help or you have shared custody, it is a blessing because you actually have time to recharge your battery.
And a lot of people also feel guilty when their kids are with their ex and they have time alone.
Of course.
And that is the most unproductive, most toxic emotion. It is a complete waste of time. And don't you love yourself enough to not feel guilty for not having your kids, which wasn't even your choice? You know what I mean? Like, I just think that women especially do not know how to take care of themselves and actually enjoy it guilt-free.
Yep. And also watch how much time you're thinking about what they're doing at their other parent's house, right? Like, I remember I used to just be there, sit by my phone and be like, you know, texting my son like, hey, I miss you, you know, and it's really important for them to get their time with the other parent and for you to invest that energy and time back into yourself because you probably never did it. So yeah, it feels uncomfortable and you will start to love it.
The other thing is when your kids are with your ex and tell me if this ever happened to you, Wendy. You sit and think, I hope they brush their teeth before they go to bed. I hope he gives them baths. I hope they're not too dirty when they get home. I hope he doesn't let them eat too much junk food. And why is that even productive? Anything short of you not feeling like they're safe, don't even think about it. Now, if you think that they might not be safe, that's another story. But don't do what I did. Learn from my mistakes and don't sweat stupid stuff that does not matter at all, that you have no control over anyway, and you would never win in court anyway.
Exactly. That's what I always say. Focus on the things that you actually do have control over instead of the things you don't. And unfortunately, we tend to put a much larger percentage on the things we cannot control, which is why that, you know, the anger and the resentment and the bitterness grows so high is because we are focusing on everything out of our control. Imagine, I mean, even just a 5% shift would make a huge difference on your life. So know what it is that you have control over.
And I want to bring up one more thing on this point. What about people listening who don't have time alone because the spouse is out of the picture? So the spouse left, they're a single parent, literally, and they never get a chance to do anything themselves. What do you say to them?
Yeah, you know, I have a couple of clients who navigate this road right now. And the advice that I give to them is, you know, you have friends for a reason. And you would be surprised that our friends are always more than happy to give you a break. There were times where, you know, when I got separated and divorced, I don't live where my family lives. I did not have help. So my help was either me or having to go back to my ex-husband. In many cases with the clients that I have where either the other parent is not in the picture or it's a long distance living situation, what I always tell them is, you know, ask your friends. You know, your friends love you. They care about you. They want to give you a break. And we feel embarrassed, ashamed. We feel like we're a burden. Guys, let me tell you, I love having my friends' kids over because guess what? That means I don't have to entertain my kids. That means that my kids can go off in their rooms and go hang out with their buddies. So there's that as an option. There's also the opportunity for you to hire a babysitter. You know, find a high school kid in your neighborhood that you trust or in another family. Ask them to come over for a couple of hours.
I agree. And also, though, if you don't feel comfortable asking and you want to get a babysitter, but you feel guilty, there's that guilt again that is completely unnecessary. You have every right to get a babysitter whenever you want, whether you have a spouse that is in the picture or not. And the other thing I was going to say is if you feel like, oh, I can't afford all these babysitters and I never have time alone, here's what I want to say. When your kids go to bed, don't spend your time cleaning the house. Do something for yourself when they're sleeping. Peacefully read a book, take a bath, whatever it is that you want. Have some me time while they're sleeping.
Absolutely. And the other thing to tag on to that is with the guilt, Jackie, what I had to learn and what my kids now understand is that when I wasn't filling my cup first, they were getting a drained, lack of energy, angry, sad version of me. And when I was able to fill my cup, I was happy, I was positive, I was more present for my kids. So you don't necessarily see or understand what your lack of self-care is doing to those around you, especially your kids. So I always tell my kids, in order for me to show up as the best version of their mom, that sometimes that means that I get to go take a nap on the weekends. Don't feel guilty, because at the end of the day, you will show up as a much better version of yourself.
Right. And you won't feel resentment.
Exactly.
You'll be so much happier, which is better for them.
100%.
All right. Number five, last one of the five tips to healing from divorce is keep your kids separate from your divorce. Tell me about that.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like what we've been saying is kind of a nice segue into this. You know, divorce does impact our kids, you guys, and it does impact them because they feel powerless. You know, they either didn't know it was coming, nor do they have an impact on what the outcome is going to be. And Lord knows from my own personal experience, you know, my kids were caught completely off guard, as was I. And what I know to be true is that while this is happening between you and your spouse, your kids are not divorcing a parent. They are losing the family, but your kids are very much still having a relationship with you and their other parent. And so what I know is so incredibly important is that every time you are thinking about a decision that has to be made, anytime you open your mouth, you've got to put your kids in the center, meaning what is in their best interest. You know, I had a call with a client the other day who was like so adamant about wanting to stick it to her ex. And I asked her one question. I said, well, what would the impact on your children be if you did this? And all of a sudden she was like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. It comes into that. It comes when you guys are around each other. Do not badmouth the other parent. Why? Because your kids see themselves as an extension of both of you. So if you're badmouthing your co-parent, well, then your kids feel like they've done something wrong too.
If you have been talking badly and you slip up and you say, you know, what a jerk in front of your kids, and then you feel bad about it, don't beat yourself up too much. But listen to what Wendy is saying and try to change and make good, positive changes. It's never too late and you're helping your kids. And like Wendy said, we're all human, but just try to minimize it as much as possible.
Yeah. And Jackie, I'll even say, like, I've had those moments and there's a learning moment in that. So I also don't want your listeners, I want your listeners to see the silver lining of this, which is that you get to teach your kids that, oh, you know what? Mommy shouldn't have said that. That was really mean and hurtful, and I apologize. So your kids see how when you make a mistake, it's okay, and you admit it.
Gosh, Wendy, I love this conversation, and I wanted to just say thank you for being on the show. I mean, what a great guest. What a wonderful divorce coach I'm sure you are. And it's just such a pleasure having you on here.
Thank you, Jackie. I am so appreciative of you and the community that you've created and just the work that you do. I am so grateful to you and thank you for having me as your guest.
All right, everybody. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff. I hope you enjoyed this. I'll leave the podcast on this note. Just remember that you are healing from divorce all the time, for weeks, for months, even for years. It takes a really long time. It takes strength. It takes courage. It takes self-love. And it takes falling down a bunch of times. But you are going to be okay because you're strong, you're beautiful, you're capable, and you have self-love and you have faith. Those are really important things. So with that said, I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to learn more about the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast or read articles or watch videos or download the mobile app, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com.